Hello, how are you? This is Coming to Movies. My name is Silva. I'm actually doing the podcast by myself. It's a funny story. I was out at sea. I was on a cruise ship. Me, McNally, Cantor, Epstein even showed up. The Backstreet Boys was there. We were stranded out at sea, and I was one of the first rescued. And I got back this morning. I don't know if they're still out there, but I am the first one, one of the first ones to come back, and I'm excited because I got to look at some of the footage of Green Lantern. I got to look at some of the news, and I got caught up, and I'm here to bring the news to you. Start with the most important news first, of course. Warner Brothers is going to be rebooting the Batman franchise after Christopher Nolan's movie, which sounds like a pretty horrible idea from Warner Brothers, but I guess it could be setting up for the Justice League movie that they want to produce, because news came out about that Warner Brothers wants to do a Justice League movie, but they don't want to have the new Zack Snyder's Superman to coincide with it, much like what Captain America and Thor are doing with the Avengers, starting with Iron Man a few years back. So I guess the reboot for Batman would coincide with Justice League. And even Ryan Reynolds from Green Lantern stated that he doesn't know what's going on with that. So that's some of the big news. And the biggest news of them all is the WonderCon footage of the Green Lantern. It's about 4 minutes long. I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to go find it, because I'm going to be doing some commentary about it. So I'll give you guys to go find some of that. And here's some of the other news that that came out in the past few weeks. Arnold Schwarzenegger is planning a 52-episode cartoon about his so-called alter ego, the Governator. The preview came out in sort of like an anime. I don't know if it's geared towards children, or if it's for adults, or if it's for the teenage crowd, but it starts off promising, sort of, with Arnold Schwarzenegger saying that he's gonna retire, and Larry King is in the cartoon for some reason. I don't know why Larry King is in there. He comes in, he asks Arnold Schwarzenegger, "So what are you gonna do?" Arnold Schwarzenegger says, "Oh, I wanna stay quiet, be more like a citizen." And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like the Governator. And he's just suiting up, getting ready to go fight crime. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. There's, I guess, these villains, they look ridiculous. It's like a robot. And let me see if I can pull up the footage. It just looks horrible. It has great anime visuals. It's done like Bleach, but it just looks horrible. The voice acting is horrible too. Some of the stuff just comes out campy. Maybe that's what they're going for. And after the 52 episode series, Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to do a 3D video movie. I kid you not, he wants to do a 3D movie, but it looks horrible. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. That's how bad it looks. Another piece of news that came out was Will Smith and Jaden Smith, his son, are going to work with M. Night Shyamalan on a new science fiction film set 1,000 years into the future. And now I figure that Will Smith is retarded. Because he's a good actor, I'm going to give him that. I liked him in Pursuit of Happiness. I liked him in I, Robot. But his choices now are a bit retarded. Look at 7 Pounds. 7 Pounds had potential, but it was just stupid. The movie was stupid. Now he's going to work with M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, who, have you seen his last films? Come on. The Last Airbender was one of the worst films of last year, possibly even the decade. Before that, it was The Happening that was really bad. Before that was Lady in the Water. Lady in the Water was horrible. Before that was The Village. The Village was bad. Signs, it was good. It was okay. Before that, it was Unbreakable. Before that, it was The Sixth Sense. So, M. Night Shyamalan has this roller... It's like a roller coaster ride for M. Night Shyamalan. With his first film, which was a comedy with Rosie O'Donnell, I'm not too sure what it was, started out low. Goes to The Sixth Sense, goes up high. Unbreakable, it's about the peak. And finally, with Signs, it just drops. From there on, it just drops. So, there could be... Yeah, this movie could be good. The movie could be horrible. Or it just could be, oh my god, this movie's so bad, it's awesome. So, it could have that advantage. Another piece of news is that The Dark Knight Rises has added the city of Pittsburgh in the shooting schedule. So, they're shooting in New York in a sound lot in New York City. And they're also shooting in Pittsburgh. And I wonder if anything else comes out, maybe like Hong Kong, like they did in Dark Knight, right? The Dark Knight. That comes into play as well. Now I'm going to go through the Green Lantern footage and give you some commentary about it. So as I start it up. Alright, we see Sinestro come down in Oa talking to the Green Lanterns. Great life has got out in the universe. And he's... the makeup on Sinestro looks amazing. Well, the special effects on this looks outstanding whatsoever. This really does look promising from the special effects. From a special effects standpoint, this looks amazing. The action looks like it's there. This trailer looks... this 4-minute footage, I should say, is a lot more promising than the footage that they showed in November, the first trailer. It's not as comedic as the first trailer. Ryan Reynolds comes out a little bit sarcastic in this, but it's not completely overboard where he's throwing quirks around... it's more action-y than the other one, than the first trailer that they showed. I, Hal Jordan, do solemnly swear to pledge allegiance to a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien. Now, this is one of the coolest shots in the trailer that I like, where Ryan Reynolds is saying the oath and his eyes are changing color. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's life. And if you notice here, as he's flying to Oa, you would see that he doesn't actually have any control over his own body, or maybe there's something happening there, but as you see, the ring is actually taking him to Oa. And then we see Anton Murray, and he's telling him that his thing comes up, his mask comes up when his identity needs to be concealed. And finally we get an overshot view of Oa, which just looks amazing, by the way. I just like in this shot when they show Ryan Reynolds with the rest of the lanterns, it just looks cheap a little bit. But Mark Strong as Sinestro looks awesome. Here's Peter Sarsgaard. I'm not too sure about the lore in Green Lantern, but I do know that yellow, the light yellow, yellow light weakens the Green Lantern and Machine Gun. Blake Lively in a quick shot. It does look promising. It's a lot more action-y than the first trailer, like I said before. I'm actually excited to see it. I don't know if I might go see it in 3D, but I know I'm going to be one of the first ones in line to go see this movie. Not a lot else happening. Will Sasso was cast in The Three Stooges. If you don't know who Will Sasso is, you can watch some old episodes of Mad TV. He's a fat, bald guy. He looks exactly like Curly. He was cast as Curly. And today, Sean Hayes from Will and Grace plays Jack. It was cast as Larry in The Three Stooges. It's an interesting decision because the rumors were 2 years ago was that Jim Carrey, Benicio Del Toro, and Sean Penn were to play The Three Stooges in 28-minute segments. And there were going to be three of them, and they were going to have a movie. And now, word had it that it was Johnny Knoxville and Andy Samberg trying to go for a role, trying to screen test for a role. And the Farley brothers, who are writing and directing this movie, are going with Will Sasso, which is an interesting choice and a great choice, and Sean Hayes as Larry, which I'm not too fond of, though he does kind of look like Larry if you squint and tilt your head to the side and also not look at him. He is a pretty funny actor. He's a comedic actor, so it could work and it could not work, but it all depends on the material that they have. So, The Hangover 2, the trailer was released as well. That looks funny. Even though it is the same exact thing as The Hangover 2, they lose someone, they have to find them. They got drunk the night before, they don't know what happened. They go through some type of change overnight. In the first one, Stu rips out his tooth, pulls out his tooth, And this one, he gets a face tattoo. So, and instead of baby Carlos, there's a baby monkey, which could work. In the trailer, it works. It looks hilarious. Some more news is Bill and Ted 3. Bill and Ted was the movie with Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter as Bill and Ted. And they go back in time. The first movie, they go back in time to write a history paper to learn. They go back in time to talk to the people in history, and they talk about... They don't talk about anything. They go back and... Okay, let me start over again. They have to write a history paper, so they go back in time with George Carlin, who takes them back in time in a telephone booth. And they go back in time to meet people so that they can write their paper. And it was an awesome movie. Then the second one came out. It wasn't great. I don't remember it as much as the first one. But now Keanu Reeves stated that they are going forward with Bill and Ted 3. Keanu Reeves said he was talking to producers about doing stuff. About doing Bill and Ted 3. And Reeves came out and said this in an interview with MTV. The writers are 6 weeks away from a draft. Which, 6 weeks away from the draft... And that could mean that Bill and Ted could come out in 2013, mid-2013 probably. They could be shooting by next year, and hopefully it'll be as promising with all that story coming out. So besides that, there's nothing really else that's coming out. The movies that are coming out this Friday are Your Highness, starring James Franco, Danny McBride, Hannah, starring Suarez? How do you pronounce her name? Suarez Ronan? I have no idea. What else? Arthur also comes out. In limited release, Meek's Cutoff, which is with Michelle Williams, I believe. and Paul Dano. What else? Soul Surfer, which looks so stupid. Don't even get me started about Soul Surfer. Oh, look, I have one arm. I can't swim. Oh, yeah, no way I can surf. Oh. It looks so stupid to me. Looks so dumb. And then when they use Katy Perry's Firework, that commercial for Soul Surfer with Firework made me dislike Firework. Made me hate Firework. Born to Be Wild, which is the IMAX movie, documentary with Morgan Freeman. And Ceremony, starring Uma Thurman and Michael Anjarno. Hold on, let me see how you pronounce his name. Anjarno. He was in that movie with Jet Li and Jackie Chan. What was it? It was The Forgotten Kingdom. The Forbidden Kingdom. It was also in Almost Famous. And I think it was The Final Season. No, that wasn't it. There's a movie that that's one of my favorites from him. It's let's see if I can find it. Is it this one? It's One Last Thing. He has cancer, and he's dying. His father died when he was younger. Father played by Ethan Hawke. It's a good movie. You should go check it out. Cynthia Nixon plays his mother. He's dying of cancer, and he has a wish with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to hang out one day with Nikki Sinclair, who's some type of model. She's played by Sunny Mabry, or Mabry. And him and his friends go to New York to try to meet up with her. And what have you happens in New York. And it's a good movie. It's funny. It's heartfelt. You should go check that one out. That one's actually a pretty good movie. Wyclef Jean is in it as a taxi driver, which is pretty racist. Ceremony is directed by Max Winkler, who is Henry Winkler's son. It's his first movie, and it comes out limited release Friday. You can probably go check that out sometime somewhere in Manhattan. Some of the DVDs that came out this week were Tron Legacy, Little Chronicles of Narnia, Little Fockers, I Love You, Philip Morris. And the original Tron came out on Blu-ray. And you can actually get the Tron set. It looks like a disc. I forgot what the discs are called in the Tron movie. But you can get five disc Blu-ray set. And it comes with Tron Legacy 3D Blu-ray. Tron Legacy in Blu-ray. Tron Legacy on DVD. Tron Legacy digital copy, and Tron. That's all you get. It's a waste of discs. But if you're a huge fan, you can go out and get that. Also, Casino Jack came out today with Kevin Spacey. I don't know too much about that, but I heard it was pretty bad. And that's basically it. Hopefully next time I'll do the episode with Cantor and McNally, if they come back from sea, hopefully. Hope they're safe. Most likely they'll be brought back to land on tomorrow, or maybe even tonight. Let's hope. Let's hope that the Backstreet Boys comes back. Well, Backstreet Boys is an interesting piece of news. The Backstreet Boys and the New Kids on the Block actually formed together to become New Kids on the Blackstreet Boys. I believe that's what it's called. I like Backstreet Boys. No homo. I like New Kids on the Block. You put them together, and OMG, you're going to have girls everywhere who are going to be leaking all over the place. So that's your news for today. Oh my god, look, I did 20 minutes by myself. That's amazing. If you have any comments or anything, you can leave a comment. Or you can send me a message through Podomatic. I'm going to put this up on, I'm going to put part of it up on Facebook. So you can go check that out. You can leave me a comment on Facebook. You can leave me a comment on Twitter. My Twitter is @LongJohnSilva or @TheLongJohnSilva, I'm sorry. Or you can send us an email at commentermovies@gmail.com. My Facebook, I'm Jonathan Silva. You can find me over there in Brooklyn, New York. I'll see if I can put links on YouTube. All right, thank you. And thank you for letting me come on your movies. I just came on your ear. And I'm coming to say goodbye. Peace off.